back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my mama, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Thursday, October 16th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The Michigan State Police has been ordered to pay $9.29 million to a former Detroit police officer to settle a civil lawsuit in which a trooper was accused of violating the officer's rights during an abandoned criminal investigation. The Michigan State Police spokesperson Shannon Banner and plaintiff's attorney Josh Blanchard confirmed the settlement yesterday. The settlement follows nearly a $58.5 million judgment a federal jury awarded to plaintiff Sean McMaster, who alleged that then Michigan State Police Trooper David Bazuka, and former Assistant Attorney General Brian Colidez filed false accusations against him for allegedly molesting his four-year-old daughter. Bazuka, who since has been promoted to lieutenant, was accused of omitting important details as he sought criminal charges against McMaster and even changing police reports, ignoring evidence that showed the accusations against McMaster were actually false. Well, the attorney general dropped the charges after learning that was involved in an intimate relationship with one of the witnesses in another case. It, however, applied directly to the testimony in this case. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The federal jury awarded $58.5 million. Well, state can't afford that, so they negotiated the deal down $9.29 million. Well, in other Michigan State Police news, a former chief, a diversity officer, sued the agency, alleging that the director, Colonel James F. Grady II, forced her to endure systemic racism, sexism, and harassment over her 25-year career with the Michigan State Police. Inspector Sarah Cribb's lawsuit filed Tuesday in U.S. District Court alleges that the Michigan State Police prioritized advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion, these DEI initiatives, without regard for the qualifications of those who were applying for the position, ending up hurting the agency, decimating the morale of the agents and the troopers. Well, Krebs, who retired last month in September, alleges in her lawsuit that she faced significant amount of retaliation after she filed a sexual harassment claim. What part of getting rid of this Grady guy does Governor Gretchen Whitmer not get? Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. One of the other things that is on the radar, this story in Lansing, ridiculous spending, all kinds of things happening. Now they're going after hemp drinks and candies. They want to regulate them or in some cases ban them completely under certain bills. Intoxicating hemp products, psychoactive drinks and candies that are not regulated through the Cannabis Regulatory Agency licensing process would be made illegal under legislation being considered yesterday in the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee. Senator Dana Polhanke, a Democrat of Livonia, told the committee that these types of products containing Delta 8 or some other synthesized marijuana THC cannabinoid products are being sold at gas stations, convenience stores, and even online marketplaces with no oversight. Well, the package of bills eliminates this gray area in the current law. Senate bills 599, 600, 601, 602 received nearly 2 hours of testimony on the legislation. Charging the CRA, Cannabis Regulatory Agency, which is Michigan's agency overseeing marijuana licensing and regulation enforcement, with the oversight of these type of products. Transporters, processors, distributors of such hemp products would need to apply for licensing with the CRA and pay the appropriate application fees. The CRA would reject applicants whose disclosed dwellings and locations were outside the state of Michigan. Now, this is what the four different Senate bills are proposing. Senate Bill 599 wants to license consumable hemp processors. Anyone who crafts intoxicating products that are under the 0.3% THC licensing requirement would be instructed to destroy any intoxicating product formed within their operations. The bill defines these intoxicating products like Delta 8 and Delta 9. Such products have been condemned by the cannabis business leaders for mimicking weed-like highs without needing to follow proper safety laws. Robin Snyder, Executive Director of the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association and the mother of four college kids, says she is personally holding science lessons about the dangers of synthetic lab-created Delta 8. Doing it right at her own dining room table for them to tell other kids about it. Let's be clear. There's a huge difference between real natural hemp and lab-created synthetic THC hemp. And the public and our youth deserve to fully understand the difference. My advice is always the same. Check the backpacks. Check their rooms. Check their closets. Check their drawers. Check everything. And do not feel bad about invading the teenager's privacy. Well, under the legislation being proposed, the CRA could assess fines up to $5,000 against individuals and up to $10,000 against licensees for any violations they perform outside of the legal framework. The bill prohibits labels from being designed in a way that's attractive to minors, not listing all the ingredients, labels, and any of them that said specifically did not contain, keep out of the reach of children. Snyder sat along Kylie Cummings, an analytical chemist based in Auburn Hills. Although the governor signed off on stricter regulations, on THC's derivatives in the summer of 2021, Cumming described the processes creating these unknown byproducts could be marked and even derived from hemp, but are being sold as unregulated, intoxicating products. Her lab conducted a study on vape products openly sold in Brighton, Detroit, Ferndale, Hazel Park, Novi, and East Point. She explained that the research discovered all the samples contained THCP, known to be substantially more potent than THC alone. They also contain Delta 9, which Cummings said decreases body temperatures, as well as Delta 8 and Delta 10, which can increase psychosis. The products we bought did not come with any product traceability, no lab testing results, and nobody even asked the CRD to check our age. There was zero labeling for these psychoactive substances being contained in the products, with no lab testing telling us what exactly is in the products themselves. There were no age restrictions on the purchase. So basically, kids, teenagers could buy this stuff. Additionally, she said the packaging designs even had cartoon characters and flashy candy names, making them very appealing to young people. Well, Senate Regulatory Affairs Chair Jeremy Moss signaled that today's meeting was a conversation starter. Receiving input from the cannabis industry stakeholders, many frustrated by the recent passage of the 24% wholesale tax on marijuana that was supposed to be created for road funding. Overall, he said the committee was looking collaboratively at addressing licensing barriers, safe expansion of other products, and how to generate even more state revenue. Well, Kimberly James, Director of Cannabis Affairs for the City of Detroit, asked for the legislation to give local governments the authorities to immediately stop non-licensed sales under the bills. What's the enforcement path going to be for non-licensed stores, like gas stations, convenience stores, even bakeries, all selling these intoxicated hemp derivative products and beverages? One of the packages of the gummies I saw said 600 milligrams of THC. Well, turns out when they analyzed the product, it actually was THCA that makes them even more potent. And now, based on the bills, it's not even clear how enforcement practices will be enforced in these bills. James described the shop in Detroit's Corktown neighborhood that was selling high-inducing coffee drinks, Rice Krispie treats, and other products. Well, this led the city's public nuisance and health food law zoning to come in and shut them down. She talked about why a local government would prefer zoning over issuing misdemeanors to the store operators. They want some enforcement, is the bottom line. Well, while the criminal process may take quite a while for a misdemeanor, it could be resolved within 3 months. Many of them not even going to trial. We obtain the evidence, we test it, and then we pursue criminal charges. While getting results from a state crime lab is a lengthy process, we can go to the private sector and get the results much quicker. Meanwhile, the operators either shut down the operation there and simply move to a different location. Ultimately, this turns into a game of whack-a-mole. We get the products from them somewhere. We send it for testing. We come back with criminal charges. They're no longer there. They've moved. Now they got to go out and find them at the new location and see if they're selling the same products. Bottom line, James said, this is a problem and it should be part of these bills. Meanwhile, the lawsuit brought forward by the cannabis industry is still going forward. Now it's been assigned to a judge, and they're waiting for the preliminary examination to discuss whether or not legislators and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, violated the Constitution when they put the 24% new wholesale tax against marijuana. Again, the money was supposed to be used for road funding. We'll continue to follow that case as well. Man, this list is getting longer and longer. One of the other things that we're going to be looking at is attorneys for Detroit homeowners. Wayne County government is holding out in compliance with court orders to return millions of dollars in surplus funds from foreclosure sales. This goes back to Act My Tax. Eliminating property taxes in the state of Michigan would prevent these tax foreclosure sales. Perfect example is what's going on in Wayne County. Jason Thompson, attorney in a proposed federal class action lawsuit, said Wayne County is stubbornly clinging on to an estimated $120 million that should be going back to property owners. It's everybody's fear about losing their home for non-payment of taxes. Most people's largest asset is their home, something they've worked hard to own and build equity in. You're also looking at it as part of your retirement and security. But when things go bad, you can't pay your taxes, events happen. Well, it's bad enough to lose your house, but for your own government to then sell the property and take all your equity that you built up, something that they don't have a legal right to, it's hard to imagine that they can keep this money, but they do. Well, MERS News Service reached out to Wayne County for a comment, and they refuse to give a comment for the story. They did acknowledge that the attorney, Thompson, was correct in saying the way the statute was written and local governments had the right to interpret it differently. Case is going forward in front of the Michigan Supreme Court. Bottom of the hour news of hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.